This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Happening on Saturday at Umpqua Community College, the Southern Oregon Wine Institute celebrating four recent wine competition medals, a special event. It's called Four Medals, Two Wines, One Celebration. And Peg Long from the winery out there, thanks for being in.
Thanks, Kyle.
So, a big deal to get these awards.
Yeah, this is the first time we put our wines in competition for a while, so we were very thrilled that they came up with such great results. It was great for us. It was great for our students.
Yeah.
They were over the moon.
2023 Pinot Noir getting double gold at the Pacific Northwest Wine Competition, bronze at the West Coast College and University Wine Festival, and then the 2023 Tempranillo getting gold at the West Coast College and Wine Festival, and silver at the Pacific Northwest Wine Competition. Yeah, that had to be, for anybody involved in that whole process, that had to be pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a great report card, actually. And the Pacific Northwest Wine Competition, we weren't just in with colleges. We were up against some heavy hitters in Oregon, Washington wine industry. So that double gold on our Pinot Noir was very surprising, and we are still, like, super thrilled about it.
So a little celebration for that and for people to come out and check them out. Talk about what you're doing on Saturday.
Well, we decided to do an event that that teaches people why we are so excited to be part of this business and kind of take you behind the scenes and see what we really do. We'll have barrel tastings. Joel's going to give a tour on certain times of the day. And we're also going to tell, kind of retrain people what to think about wine, because, you know, you have wine with dinner, or but you don't really know what the wine brings out in the food. So we're going to do some small bites paired with our Sauvignon Blanc and our Pinot Noir and our Tempranillo to see how the notes come out in the wine when you're eating with food, because that's basically what wine is supposed to do.
Yeah, and, you know, for me, years ago, that was like a revelation one night, because I had been hearing from folks talking about wine and food pairing and different aspects of that, but I would just, you know, had really just been drinking wine for a couple of years maybe, and prior really didn't know anything about it at all. And one night I had, I don't remember what the varietal was, but just watching a movie on a Saturday night, I got a slice of pepperoni pizza, took a sip of the wine. It was totally different.
Yeah, it changes your world.
And it was just like, it was like the, you know, the bell was rung at that point. I'm like, oh, now I get what all these people are talking about.
Yeah. Well, we're hoping we have that experience for other people when they come out.
Yeah, no, that's cool. So noon to 5 event, you got wine tastings. Now, talk about this Discovery Bar. What is that?
Well, we're emphasizing our award-winning wines, and then we're also bringing out our new 2024 Pinot Noir and Tempranillo, so you can taste them alongside each other. But we also have other wines at the college that you may not be aware that we had. So we're going to bring out some of our other, like our Gruner or our, you know, Merlot, and have people try those too. So
should be a fun event.
Yeah, and plus with your ticket price, you know, it's a $20 ticket price, but $10 of that goes towards a purchase of wine. So you're really getting a pretty good deal out of the whole thing.
And you would think, because you had two wines that won awards, that it would just behoove you to buy both of them.
Yes. Well, you would want them.
Yeah. So, and you're going to get to taste them all, and all of that. So a lot going on out there. And of course, fall kicking in. I don't remember when the college actually starts classes, but not that far off.
Our first class starts on September 14th. And, you know, if you're ever thinking about wanting to learn how wine, the wine industry, wine production, this is the time to do it, because we have one course that is an intro to the wine industry, but we also have another course that you're getting your hands dirty from the minute, I mean, the first day of class, you're in raking grapes and putting stuff into containers to start the process. So.
Yeah, and the process for making wine is so much, has so many more steps than a lot of people realize.
Yes, yes. And it's amazing how, you know, there's so many ways to screw up a bottle of wine along the whole thing.
Yeah, and there's all these, you know, you've got to do this before you do this and measure this. And, you know, I just kind of understand a bit of it. But, it really is a lot more complex than most people think. And that's how you work hard to get wines like this that end up winning awards.
Yeah, and, it is, once you start this process, you kind of feel more part of the whole bottle, like everything that went into that bottle, you've been part of. So that gives you sort of an ownership over it. So
all right.
It's pretty exciting.
One day event, 4 medals, 2 wines, 1 celebration, Saturday, noon to 5 at Southern Oregon Wine Institute at Umpqua Community College. Anything else people ought to know?
Just if you're going to come to the event, we would like you to sign up early. So go to umpqua.edu/winery-events. That way I know how much food to put out. So,
yeah, it would be a good thing. All right, Peg Long, thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
8:37 at the morning report.